will be next. The Hogs are open this week prior to their game at Texas A&M next weekend. To ask a question for Coach Pittman, please press star 1 on your telephone's keypad now. And Coach, while we wait on any questions, as you enter this open date.
Well, we certainly needed this open date. Our team's pretty banged up, pretty beat up, so we're trying to get some of our young kids some reps, however a lot of our young kids are playing for us. We have to get healthy because obviously we have 6 games left. And Texas A&M is an outstanding football team, so well coached, and we're looking forward to the game, obviously, but we're using this week to get healthy.
First up, we have Bob Holt of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
Good, bud.
Yeah, so I saw a replay of you on the Scott Van Pelt. That's pretty big stuff. That's usually like they're having NFL or Major League stars or somebody like that on there. What'd you think when you heard that they wanted to talk to you, and how did you think all that went?
Well, the first thing I thought was why, you know, and then the next thing I thought was the guy is such a good interviewer, and he made me very comfortable, and I was honored to be on there and represent the Razorbacks.
You know, how important is it with what the program's been through in recent years that you guys are getting this kind of positive publicity, whether it's you being on ESPN or the national awards the players are getting, and, you know, I know you're getting a lot of national attention this week.
I just think that it's good for the program, you know. Obviously, you have to watch it, because if you start believing what everybody says about you that's good, you know, then you can lose your focus. But I think it's great for recruiting, and certainly we're proud to be able to use it towards recruiting.
Next is Ben Brainer of the State Newspaper.
Hey, Coach. I kind of wanted to ask, I know that in some situations coaches will hold back on injury information, hoping to gain, I guess, kind of an advantage. And I wanted to ask, in the span of your coaching career, has there ever been a point where an opponent didn't reveal an injury and you guys found out about it on game day and it made the game appreciably harder or maybe helped swing the game?
Well, you know, the first thing about these injuries, in my opinion, is you really don't know how to answer it, because you really don't know if the kid's going to play or not. I mean, you don't know how fast he's going to heal. So the answers on the injuries are, I believe, they're honest from all of us coaches. It's just, I don't think we're holding back anything. I think we just don't know. We're not for sure. And the next thing, have we, obviously, I think every school, we do, we check down there to see if this number, that number, who's this guy, who all is playing, you know, and so-and-so's out, so-and-so's standing over there, whether we knew possibly before the game or not if they were going to be out there. I think it's really more concerning to the star player, the quarterback, you know, a key D lineman, something like that, that might could change the outcome of a game. But all of us have depth, and all of us have good players, so it really hasn't changed a whole lot about the game.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Coach.
Next is Alan Taylor of The Athletic. Alan, are you there?
I'm sorry. I was muted. I apologize.
Go ahead.
Coach Pittman, talk with Cody Benson and AJ Enlow on your digital media staff, the folks who sort of created those popular tweets after the Mississippi State and Ole Miss games. You know, what's your level of involvement with that? And did you enjoy the stuff that certainly seems like the fans were getting a hoot out of?
Well, I honestly let them do whatever, you know, they have a job to do, and I don't have time to critique everything that they send out. one on like on the Lion King they sent out that wasn't too, you know, kind of made me look kind of ridiculous. But other than that, you know, those have been fun. I don't have any really true, you know, I am over that department, but, you know, I don't critique everything. I trust that what they send out is going to be valuable to our program. So, no, I don't have a lot to say so about that, but it has been a fun, you know, fun time.
Yeah, I never expected to see you in an eye patch and brandishing a sword, but it's 2020, right?
Yeah, though that one, a sword one I have not seen, but the pirate thing, I just was told it was a pirate deal. I don't know if I saw that one or not, but I did see the one where I had some shades on or something. So,
there's just having fun.
Yes, sir.
No doubt.
Next is Brendan Marcello of 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach. I know your defense is getting a lot of attention, and you know, it's a lot of the same personnel that was on the team last year. You had Barry Odom to your staff, you know very well. What is it about Coach Odom that has made this defense click and play with such sound fundamentals?
Well, it's him, it's Sam, you know, Carter, LeBlanc, Rhodes, they're all doing a really good job over there. Barry obviously orchestrates it. The thing that Barry can do, and we have the kids to do it, is we can play multiple different defenses. We can have a whole new game plan that possibly you have or have not seen. Barry just basically is, what's the best way that we can stop these guys? And it's not necessarily a new blitz or slamming the line or something that let's twist the line. It might be a whole new concept of going from a four down to a three down look, playing zone the entire day, or let's blitz and play man free. He's able to do that. He's diligent about his film study, and kids believe in him because he's a great teacher, great man. And so those are things, and he's got good help around him, that guys that can communicate.
So in some ways, when a team's maybe scouting you guys, it's a little bit more difficult because they don't quite know what to expect for you guys to be using as your quote-unquote base week to week.
I think they can expect the players, but the schematics of it, certainly we're going to go in with the plan, and whatever it may be, for us to have the most success. And so far, it's been worked out for us, and our kids have done a lot of extra film study and things of that nature. But I would say that would be somewhat true.
Thanks.
Go to Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Sam, national guys are calling you guys the surprise team in the SEC, and talking to the players last night, it sounded like this is not really surprising to them how well you're playing. I'm wondering, did you get a sense during camp that even guys that had been here before who maybe hadn't contributed and that kind of thing would gel together and be as competitive as you guys have been?
I thought we had a good group of kids, and I thought that they would gel together as a family. I did believe that. We're not a big team, so I knew that we could have problems injury-wise and things of those nature because we just, you know, we're not near as big as some of the other teams that we're playing. But I like the attitude of our kids, the work ethic of our kids since day one that we came in here. And obviously, if you're bought in together and you work hard and you're willing to be a good teammate, you have a good chance to get better. And how much better, I don't know the answer to that, but you do have a chance to get better. And I felt like we would do that.
Okay. Your defensive staff is getting so much acclaim right now. I'm wondering, putting the whole defensive plan together on a week-to-week basis, do the analysts have anything to do with that and cut-ups and advanced scouting and things like that? How does the whole thing come together?
Absolutely. I mean, they prepare all the film. They obviously have opinions about what has worked, what hadn't, what we might be able to do, and then Barry and his staff go together on that. Barry comes in on Sunday at some point and says, "Hey, this is what I'm thinking. What do you think?" And most of the time, it's exactly what he's thinking, and we go from there.
Thanks.
That's all our time, Coach. Thank you.